Hello there, it's Casey Cummings, and welcome to French Horn Wednesday.
Thank you, Miss Casey, and good morning, kids commuters. Here we are on day 3 of French Horn Week. Interlochen Arts Academy student Casey Cummings is filling us in this week on her life as a French horn player and picking out some of her favorite music for her instrument. Then maybe when the time comes to choose an instrument, you will decide that French horn is for you. Today, Casey gives us one of her reasons for thinking the French horn is awesome. And stay tuned for a bonus track at the end after Casey's music. Take it away, Casey.
I love horn. I love music in general. The French horn is awesome because once you unravel all the tubing, you have about 20 feet stretched out. More than a tuba, I believe. It's great. For today, we have the Concerto No. 4 in E-flat major by Mozart, completed in 1786. I love this piece because it's one of Mozart's more technically difficult solos, but it also has this wonderful melodic feel. And it's very interesting because all of the solos that he wrote for horn were based on outdoor hunting calls. So if you listen, you know, you can hear the feel of horses galloping and horns blowing and all of the excitement.
Thank you.
Thank you for that music choice, Miss Casey. That was Mozart's Concerto for Horn and Orchestra, the third movement, performed by the wonderful William Vermeulen with the Houston Symphony, led by Christoph Eschenbach. Now, as promised, a bonus track. So we just heard this Mozart piece. Now, this is the same piece with lyrics written by the British comedy duo Flanders and Swan called Ill Wind. Eric Rusk plays the horn.
I once had a whim and I had to obey it to buy a French horn in a second-hand shop. I polished it up and I started to play it in spite of the neighbors who begged me to stop. To sound my horn, I had to develop my embouchure. I found my horn was a bit of a devil to play. So artfully wound to give you a sound, a beautiful sound so rich and round. Oh, the hours I had to spend before I mastered it in the end. But that was yesterday, and just today I looked in the usual place. There was the case, but the horn itself was missing. Oh, where can it have gone? Haven't you? Hasn't anyone seen my horn? Oh, where can it have gone? What a blow! Now I know I'm unable to play my allegro. Who swiped my horn? I'll bet you a quid somebody did. Knowing I'd found a concerto and wanted to play it, afraid of my talent for playing the horn. Whoever it is, I can certainly say it, he'll probably wish he had never been born. I've lost my horn. I know I was using it yesterday. I've lost my horn. Lost my horn. Found my horn. Gone. There's not much chance of getting it back, though I'd willingly pay a reward. I know some hearty folk whose party jokes pretend to hunt with a corn. Gone away, gone away. Was it one of them took it away? Will you kindly return my horn? Where is the devil who pinched that horn? I shall tell the police I want my French horn back. I miss its music more and more and more. Without the horn, I'm feeling sad and so forlorn. I found a concerto, I wanted to play it, displaying my talent for playing the horn. But early today, to my utter dismay, it has totally vanished away. I practiced the horn and intended to play it, but somebody took it away. I practiced the horn and was longing to play it, but somebody took it away. My neighbor's asleep in his bed. I'll soon make him wish he were dead. I'll take up the tuba instead. Wah, wah.
Eric Rusk, the terrific French horn player, working with Richard Seward, the singer, performing Ill Wind, based on Casey's choice of the Mozart Concerto for Horn and Orchestra in E flat. Now remember, if you would like to hear the kids commute again, or if you're wondering what a French horn looks like with all of that tubing that Casey was talking about, visit our website, classicalipr.org. Tomorrow, Casey will give some reasons why she thinks you should choose to play her instrument. Hope your day is as awesome as a pile of stretched out French horn tubing, and we will see you here at this time tomorrow. Hasta mañana.